Episode 145. What is a work order and what should go into a good work order for a body corporate? Well, look, a work order is a very simple, usually it's a one-page document, and it is the document by which the body corporate engages a contractor to do a particular piece of work on the common property. I say it's a simple document because that's the type of document that I will use for fairly small jobs. If you're getting to jobs of 3, 5, 7, 30, 60,000, it's more likely that the contractor is going to have a specific commercial scope of works and a contract that they want the body corporate to sign. So I'm talking about your 500, you're under, say, $3,000 jobs, although it does vary from contractor to contractor. So, as I've said, the work order should identify, firstly, the body corporate to which it applies. That's kind of important. So it should give the street address. It should let the contractor know that who the body corporate manager is. It should advise how to get access to the common property. Is there a gate? Where does the contractor get keys from? Do they meet with Janine from lot number one to get access, or do they come to the body corporate manager's office to get keys? Because that's very important for the contractor as well, planning out their day and when they're going to do that job. If the work order is based on a specific quote which the committee has accepted, I always reference that quote, quote number blah, dated blah, for a sum total of whatever amount, including GST. Where the work order is for an unknown and unquantified issue, what I will usually do is discuss with the committee what is a good roundabout figure to say to the contractor, and it might be, for example, for a plumbing issue, $330 including GST. Effectively, if the problem can be resolved for that, please go ahead and resolve it. If not, please provide the body corporate with a quote. And at the very least, they'll have done a make good and we've got a quote out of it, so we know if it's going to be a horribly much more expensive job. It should have details of who the first point of contact is on site, and I've just spoken about that in episode 144. Their contact details, how do you get hold of them? It should also say whether it is a work order and not a quote request. Not every contractor reads everything, but make it very obvious that that's what it is. Are there any timing issues? For example, this is an urgent issue, or the first point of contact is going on holidays in 3 days' time. You'd be surprised how often urgent maintenance issues arise when someone's about to go on holidays. Then it should also explain to the contractor how to issue the bill for the body corporate and where to send it. So, and bless them, but a lot of contractors don't necessarily know that the body corporate is a separate legal entity and what that means for taxation and invoicing purposes. Effectively, the body corporate, when there's an invoice from a contractor, it should say body corporate for Smith Street, CTS 1234. Then the next line of the invoice will be care of details of the body corporate manager, street address, postal address, whatever it is that you need. But it needs to be, the bill needs to be issued in the name of the body corporate. Oftentimes they make a rookie mistake and they put it in the name of the body corporate manager because there's a common misconception that the body corporate manager is the body corporate, but those are two very separate legal entities. So yeah, so that is a good work order. And if you're self-managing, it's really important obviously to keep copies of them so that you can, when the bill comes in, you can compare your instructions with the work that's actually been done. That's important if you want to dispute the quality of the work, of course. And it's just, it's a very useful document for demonstrating, well, why did we spend $568 dealing with this way? Well, actually, it was based on this quote that was one of three. It helps you for paperwork to backtrack through the reasonableness of the decisions made, or at least that's what I think it does.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.